Evening, great evening, folks. This is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin here, and welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant, folks. Look at that view. Look at that view for a second. Comment these words below. I believe that my dream is possible. Can you comment those words for me real quickly, if you don't mind? I believe that my dreams are possible. Imagine if you said that every day of your life. You wake up and say, I believe that my dreams are possible. Imagine going to work in the morning, driving in traffic and saying, I believe that my dreams are possible. Okay? Imagine coming home from work and saying, I believe that my dreams are possible. You know, I truly believe if people would really monitor what comes out of their mouth, their life will be a better version and a better reflection of the words that they speak. Okay? But welcome to the rant, folks. This is your host, Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin here. I go live every night to have a conversation with you about success, about your dreams, all about getting what you want. And I spend my precious time in the middle of the night to speak to you. Even though I'm a multimillionaire, even though I have a very, very fun, magical life, even though I tend to always get what I want, I'm still spending time with all of you that chooses to listen to this podcast because you want more. Okay? Comment below. I want more, Wes. I want more, Wes. Comment below. Also, comment your names as well. Tonight, we're going to do another Q&A. Okay? Questions and answers here. And I just took a... What did I take? As many of you are aware, my arm on my shoulder or neck has been giving me problems because, well, I've been working out fairly hard recently. So I think I pinched the nerve. So I think I took doctor prescribed a muscle relaxer. I don't take muscle relaxers. But the doctor and my woman said I have to take it. So if I fall asleep while I'm talking to you, I apologize. That has happened once before. I was on a podcast and I fell asleep in the middle of the podcast. I had people text me, hey, did you fall asleep? I just want you to know that I'm committed, man. I'm committed to you and I love you. Okay. Like I do, I really love you and I'm committed to you. And I hope that you see that based off of my actions here. Because, you know, I'm rich, man. And listen, I'm not afraid to say that. And it doesn't mean that I'm bragging. But, you know, I am wealthy. And I thank God that I utilize the resources that God has given me to create wealth. You know, I mean, I've never been a complainer. I don't cry, bitch, and moan about any mistakes that I've made in my life. I have no regrets as well. And everything that I have, I appreciate it and I'm thankful for it. And I'm proud of myself. And I want you to know one day you'll be proud of yourself as well, okay? And I want you to feel comfortable saying that you're rich. You know, it's so funny. We're so comfortable saying that we're broke and poor, but we're not comfortable saying that we're rich. You know, when we hear other people say, I'm rich, I'm wealthy, then we're bragging. Well, how about the people that say, I'm broke? I don't have any money. I'm poor. Are they bragging as well? Okay? I just want you to understand the dichotomy between being rich and poor. It's no difference. It's just how people feel about their situation. And people tend to speak how they feel. If you feel poor, you say, I'm poor. If I feel rich, why can't I say I'm rich? Okay? Honestly, I want you guys to get comfortable with being rich. I want you to be comfortable with becoming successful. I want you to be comfortable being able not to worry about money. You know, I try to tell my woman this all the time. She is so cute. She's always watching my money. And I appreciate that. She don't want me to spend a ton of money. And sometimes she worry about money. I said, baby, listen. You don't have to worry about money, baby. I'm rich and you're rich as well. Because you connected to me. It's one thing you'll never have to worry in this relationship with me. It's finances. You don't have to worry about that. Anything you want, done. Anything you need, done. Okay? But you know, sometimes women, they have to get used to and accustomed to a man taking care of them. I talked to a woman today. She's in a relationship with a man. And she was just talking about some money problems. And I said, well, aren't you in a relationship? I said, yeah. And I said, don't your boyfriend take care of you financially for your needs? Oh, he's not that type of guy. He's the type of guy that believes that the woman has to fend for herself. And I'm all about a woman being independent and fending for herself. However, if I'm in a relationship with that woman, if that's my boo, my girl, my woman, my queen, it is my responsibility to be the provider. And I was shocked. I said, why would you ever choose or select a man that doesn't want to provide for you? Especially if you're going through, you know, some adversities financially. Blows my mind. I don't know. You know, they call it the soft men era, right? The men are just super soft. They want women to provide for them. They want women to work as hard as they work. They want women to make a contribution financially as just as much as them. And that's, to me, that's just unfortunate. Because I wasn't raised that way, honestly. You know, it's not about right or wrong. I just was raised that a man that selects a woman, women, correct me if I'm wrong, a man that selects or chooses a woman to be a part of his life, you should provide for her. Like, you don't have to pay all of her bills, but if she need it, pay them. And I'm sorry, I know this rant is going to a different direction, but I just felt compelled to talk about this. I'm always trying to talk to men because I want men to be real men, but I don't think men really understand what a real man is. You know, every man has their own definition about what a real man is, either from their father, from social media, or some man that's talking to them on social media, right? Or from some man that gets all the woman, listens to that man. And I get it. It's a lot of men out there that's trying to share with men what a real man is. But in my opinion, at a very foundational level, a real man is a man that provides for his woman, especially if his woman needs it, you know? Why would you want your woman to struggle financially? Like, why? If you see that she's struggling, if you see that she needs some help there, why wouldn't you want to make a contribution to her life? Okay? And to me, that's all about being a man. It's all about being the leader of the household. And I truly believe the man is the leader of the household. And I am the leader of my household. My woman understands that. And as a matter of fact, she wants me to be the leader of the household. And I think women, men, you need to get out of this soft man era. You know, don't stop complaining about how a woman is not taking you out to dinner, why a woman doesn't send you flowers, why a woman is not going dust tree. I mean, come on. Grow up. I mean, what are we doing here? Okay. All right, any questions for me here? I get off that topic here. Questions for me. Alicia, how are you? Questions here. Hey, Dominique Portis, how are you? Where do you find these men? They're everywhere. Somebody just asked the question, where do we find men like myself? Let me tell you something. Men like myself are everywhere. We're not hidden. The thing about men like myself, we select women. Men that are what I call incapable men, you know, men who are not emotionally intelligent and not financially astute. And, you know, in layman's terms, they just don't have their shit together. Those type of men, they get selected by women. But men that have mastered the four areas that I believe all men should master first before he seeks out a woman, then he becomes the selector of women because women pre-select him. So ladies, if you want a certain type of man that's disciplined and intelligent and smart, good looking, take care of himself, well, you have to raise your own individual standards as a woman, okay? Because men like that, they don't tolerate much. Like me, I don't tolerate much when it comes to women. I give you an example. I don't tolerate a woman like being argumentative, going back and forth with me. Don't do that. Two, I don't tolerate any woman raising a voice at me. Two, I don't tolerate that at all. I don't tolerate a woman that smokes or drinks. I don't tolerate that. I don't tolerate a woman that speaks negatively about other people. I don't tolerate a woman that curses too much, you know, not too much. Like, I get it. We all going to, you know, have a little potty mouth every once in a while, but don't get it. Listen, whoa. Don't get too insane. All right. I don't tolerate a woman that posts very provocative pictures of herself on the internet. I mean, I just don't. I wouldn't date that type of woman. You know, with her ass all out, booty all out, legs. I mean, nah. That's not my style. I prefer a woman that's hidden from social media, honestly. Okay? So, if you want to attract men like myself, well, there's some things, women, that you have to work on within yourself. Okay? Does that make sense? What's next? Hey, Jennifer, how are you? What's the fourth? All right, let me give you guys. So, men, this is for you and this is for men only. I've spoken about this several times before, but I give you the four pillars that I believe all men should master before he seeks out a woman. One, financially astute. You need to be rich, period. You need to have more money for yourself and for the people that are around you, okay? Two, physical attraction. Listen, everybody's not born gorgeous or pretty or handsome. I get it. But you can do things to make yourself more attractive, man. Go to the gym. Take care of your skin. Take care of your teeth. Have a facial routine. Get a haircut. Trim your beard. Look clean. White teeth. Smell good all the time. Get your nails done. Those are the basics, okay? Three, emotionally intelligent. Which means is learn to be calm in chaotic situations. You don't have to always go off or act insane or act crazy because someone says something to you. And the worst thing to do is to argue with a woman. Don't go back and forth. Just be quiet. Listen. All right? Learn how to be stoic, you know, within chaotic situations. Be calm in any situation. Learn how to control how you feel. Even your emotions when things don't go well in your life. Like, you don't want to be the type of man that's crying and bitching because something didn't go right. Oh, I hate my job. The boss pissed me off today, and you're venting to your woman. That's insane to me. I don't know, to me, honestly. Like me, I don't even vent to my woman, but she wants me to. She wants me to, because she wants to feel that I'm sharing things about my life with her. But and sometimes I just vent just to talk, you know, just have a little fun. But honestly, I don't vent. It's nothing to vent about because I have the solution for everything in my life. And I may not have the solution today, but I will find the solution. So in my opinion, it's no need of complaining or bitching about anything, honestly. Okay, and the last pillar is effective communication. Okay, effective communication. You need to learn how to speak, learn how to articulate yourself properly, man. Okay, learn how to use words, learn how to express yourself. Okay, be an excellent communicator. And women, correct me if I'm wrong, one trait that could be unconscious that all women adore is a man that can communicate. That's why doctors and lawyers, it doesn't even matter how they look, politicians, they will always get the woman. Because a woman loves a man that's intelligent or even sounds intelligent. Women, correct me if I'm wrong in the comments below, please. Right? It's nothing like a well-spoken man. Doesn't matter how he looks. If he speaks well, women are intrigued because there's a ton of men that just don't speak well, unfortunately. Okay? Does that make sense? I don't see your comments below. Okay. Questions for me here. Questions. Okay. See the comments of the women below, man? So that's just not me talking. The women are validating my responses here. So those are the four pillars. If you would just work on that and detach yourself partially from women. Like, I advise anybody that's graduating this year, like my son is graduating from high school. And, I always ask him about who is he talking to, what girlfriend, but, you know, my son is like, no. He said, well, you know, Dad, I don't have any time to talk to women. I'm just too busy. And my son, he wants to be something. He says, I just know I'm going to do something incredible, and I believe he will as well. And if young men will realize that if they would just refine themselves according to those four pillars, you will never have to chase after women. You will never have to even think about them because they're always going to be around you. Right there, because they're looking for you. Like I tell men this, you know, unfortunately they don't listen, but like become the man that women really want. Unfortunately, most women, they just settle for men that, you know, they would probably never date this man. They just give certain men a try, and some women end up marrying these men, but that's not the man that they really want. Women, correct me if I'm wrong again, women want a man that's financially astute. Okay? Women want a man that's very open and very relaxed when it comes to money, not tight. Oh, that's too expensive. Oh, we can't do that. Oh, no, no. Save money. Why did you buy that piece of gum at the store? You ever met a man that look at your credit card bill? Hey, why did you buy that bubble tea? Why are you buying Trident? We have enough gum here already. Right? Women love a man that can communicate well, okay? Women love a man that's emotionally intelligent. You know, treat people well. You go out to dinner, he treats the waitress very well, the waiter very well. Okay? Women love a man that takes care of his personal appearance. You just look clean, okay? You don't have to be gorgeous or super handsome, but look clean, look nice. That's it. So think for a second, how many men do you think are like that? Not many at all. Okay? Women want a man. Listen, men. Women want a man that can teach them something. See, a lot of you men, you're out there chasing them, trying to learn how to get them when you should be learning or educating yourself about how to live and create the life that you want. Should be trying to master a skill or master something in life. So when you talk to your woman is fascinated on how smart you are. All right? What's the next? Questions here. See, all women love a high-value man. Of course. But unfortunately, women date a lot of men that are low-value. Because a lot of high-value men, you know, I'm not going to say they're difficult, but they're not that easy to satisfy. Because they have standards, high standards. And women typically deal with men that don't have any standards at all. So women don't have to do much. She just thinks if she looks pretty, then that's enough. Then she can get, you know, the majority of men. Some men, but the men that she wants, it may be a bit more difficult. Okay? Questions for me. Are you guys getting value? You're taking notes here? Especially my men. Okay. Questions for me here. Talk to me. Maria. Gio. Questions for me here. Talk to me. Questions. I'm giving you the opportunity to pick my brain here. Some men can get their point across without saying much. I can respect that too. True, absolutely. Yeah, you don't have to talk too much as a man. Like with my girl, I listen. Oh, I try to listen more than I speak with her. Right? Because she's very smart. She's a very intelligent woman. So I don't need to tell her what she needs to do. She already knows. So if she vents to me about a problem that doesn't suggest that she wants me to fix her problem or give her advice, she just wants me to listen. So I've learned, I'm still learning how to be a better listener all the time. What's the best mindset shift you've ever had in life? The best, but how do you measure the best? Like, how do you measure the best mindset? What were the four pillars? The last time I'm going to say this, you need to listen to the audio again. Financial astuteness, you need to be rich. 2, communication style, you need to learn how to communicate well. 3, emotional intelligence. 4, physical appearance. What's next? Is this for men, Wes? It's for everyone. I'm just answering the questions that you guys collectively are posting below, okay? This is Pick a Millionaire's Brain. Whatever question you guys ask, I will answer. So don't get pissed off and upset because someone wants to talk about relationships and you want to talk about money. I'll get to all of you, okay? So calm down. The best mind shift I had was I'm fully responsible for everything that happens in my life. Okay. That's good for you, my guy. It starts with the habits. She thought that created the feeling, actions created the result. Questions here. Talk to me. I love that view, Wes. I love it. What's next? questions here. Any questions for me here? What's the work ethic like? What's your work ethic like? I'm working all the time. I love it. But unlike yourself, I love working. Some of you don't like the work. I like it. Because I love making progress. That is Houston, Texas, by the way. I think I'm going to go to Switzerland. I'm getting ready to go to Bora Bora. Then I'm going to backdoor to Hong Kong and Vietnam and then Switzerland. Yeah. It's time for me to travel. I'm bored in Houston, Texas. I was in Colombia for a while. Got bored there. Well, that's the great thing about being rich. Whenever you're bored, you can just leave. And go wherever you want to go. Do whatever you want to do. How do you do with hardship when you have people depend on you for survival? Like who? Who are those people? Well, should I continue to pay my boyfriend's bills? Of course not. Unless you're just silly. Then sure. Questions for me here. Beautiful view. I wish I could see it in person. Yeah, I mean, Philippines have a nice view as well. But yeah, it is gorgeous. I mean, Houston, Texas, it's a gorgeous city, but I don't go out. People in Houston are interesting people, honestly. I just prefer to be at home. I love it here. What are your thoughts on AI automation? I'm glad you brought that up. I was just doing a lot of research for the past 2 hours of doing research for my sales team to make it easy for them to pre-qualify and to get hungry prospects on the phone with them. I'll tell you this. It's a ton of options out there to automate companies and businesses. I would say if you have a company and you want to learn how to automate, go to Fiverr.com and type in automation tools and hire somebody. Like I just paid $100 to talk with a guy on Monday to see if he can analyze my business or a few of my companies and find out how I can add more automation to it. Like I'm still learning myself. Why you don't go out? You think someone gonna do something? No. First of all, I need you to write proper English as well. How was it like with your kids when you were broke? Your relationship with their mother? The relationship with my kids, to be honest with you, I typically only saw my kids during the summertime while I was in the grind. And I did miss out on some things because I was working. I was building something. The relationship with their mom in the beginning was rough. But later on, it got better, obviously. What's next? Wes, what are your thoughts on Monaco? I plan to go there very soon. I love Monaco. I've been there, actually. Questions for me. Come on, folks. The peel that I just took is kicking in. I feel my muscles relaxing now. I don't want to go to sleep on you, so questions here. Thank you. Do you feel like money solved most of your problems? It solved all my problems. Like now that I'm rich, I don't have any problems. I don't have any problems, honestly. None. Amanda, she bought my program. Doing manifestation, there were some points where I felt I was delusional. Now, that's fine. I mean, it's fine if you're delusional a bit when it comes to your goals and dreams. Because you're going to be delusional in the beginning because you don't believe what you want to believe. Like, I was believing that I was going to be a multimillionaire in my 20s. And people thought I was delusional. And that's okay. As long as this happens, as long as what I want happens, I'm fine. What is a good program for an automated day trading? Doesn't exist. And if it does exist, it doesn't exist in a way that you want it to exist to actually make money. A lot of those bots are scams. Wes, how long should I work out to acquire your body type? A decade. A lot. Next questions for me here. Questions. I just had a bunch of floss. Where did they go? They were on my chest, but now they're gone. I work out an hour a day. Good job, rookie. Rookie sister, how are you? Any more questions for me here? Hey, Betty Love. I gotta get a new charger. Questions? All right, if you don't have any more questions, I'll let you go. Wes, what's your thoughts on mindset development? You should do it. Have you ever used Bowflex? No. Any more questions for me before I let you go here? I don't see any questions below, so I'm going to assume. How did you get through your frustrations, depressed feelings during times you were starting off and building wealth? Stand in courage. It's hard. Yeah, it is. Yeah, Evolve, it is hard. Stand in courage. It's hard, of course. You know, you get discouraged at times. But I'll tell you this, surround yourself with people who are already winners. Like, surround yourself with people who see the glass half full. Surround yourself with people that has energy, that are grateful and very optimistic about what they're doing. Put yourself in that type of environment. That'll help you. But if you're around people that's just like you, discouraged, exhausted, stressed out, then you're going to reflect their behavior and attitudes as well. Do you currently use Fidelity Assets Backup? I have Fidelity accounts, but Asset Backup, what do you mean by backup? What do you think about Elon Musk Tesla phone? Oh, I didn't know that existed. I don't know. Wes, what was the first feeling you had when you saw your first million in your account? Did you cry or laugh? Neither. I mean, I just expected it, honestly. I wasn't that excited. I was excited, but not that excited. I was like, well, of course. I said this was going to happen for years, so it just manifested itself. What was your inspiration behind DreamRiz? Well, you know, I've created a lot of self-help products in the past, and even though the self-help products were great, there's still people out there that, you know, they either don't use it or they're not consistent with it. So, and some people just don't want to meditate. Or they just can't meditate. So I thought, what can I create that can condition and install new beliefs in people's minds? And that's music. So that was the inspiration behind that. Wes, what are the top benefits you have from isolating? Clarity of thinking. I mean, you have a clear mind. You can focus properly. And then you don't have any drama in your life, right? Because people, unfortunately, are just they're very dramatic. When removing toxic people from your life, what's the best way to go about it? Take your phone and delete their numbers. Take your phone and block everybody. And that's not something that I'm just sharing with you. I did it. All right, folks, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I love you so much. Thank you for joining here, the rant tonight. Thank you so much for spending a little time with me here. And remember, I go live every night, so make sure you follow me at Wesley Million Dollar Virgin. And also, smash the follow button and leave a like, leave a comment. 12 o'clock midnight is when I usually go live to have an open conversation with you. If you have questions about anything, I'm here for you. I got your back. I'm your virtual millionaire mentor, and I'll continue to do this. It doesn't matter how famous or rich I become. I will do this forever because I love it. It's my purpose, and I just love helping people who are willing to help themselves. So, hey, this is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Much love, and let's go.